Welcome to Season 3, Episode 9 of Teed Up, where everyone's a sports expert.
The podcast that makes you care about sports.
We're an original podcast created and produced by Long Beach State student-run newspaper, The Daily 49er. I'm Naoki.
I'm Maddie G.
And guys, I'm back. Maddie,
back.
I missed you.
There's a lot
I
of pressure you. On me last week, and I don't have to deal with it anymore.
You know what? You did great. I think you did really, really great. And to continue that trend of having our 22 West friends here on the show, we brought Jerry back, the head of radio over there at 22 West. And then we have our resident Bang Bang Niner gang member, Maddie C, sports assistant, athletics, an intern, delusional sports fan. We're in a very accepting group here.
You're the craziest like fan I've ever heard of.
No, for sure.
Like, you make no sense, but I respect you so much. And I love
you. Yeah, we love you, bro. We love you, Maddie. you guys couldn't tell by the hoodie. It's NFL free agency season right now. It's been a pretty eventful one. A lot of big names moving to finding different homes here in this free agency. Most notably, Derrick Henry going to Baltimore, Saquon Barkley coming to Philly. A lot of quarterbacks have been moving around this offseason. We knew this was going to be a very elite running back heavy class, which is maybe that explains all of the releases that kind of happened a week or two ago with the Bills releasing like all of their defensive backs.
Yeah.
And a lot of players retiring and a lot of key all pro bowl level players getting released from their contracts to make room for these big running backs like Josh Jacobs, like Austin Eckler, Saquon, Derrick Henry. Jerry, you're a Cowboys fan.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. So why don't you talk us through what sort of activities the Cowboys have been up to this free agency?
So let's see. What are we doing right now?
We're just here vibing.
That's exactly what they're doing. There's nothing going on in that office, dude. I don't know exactly. I mean, yes, they resigned, or excuse me, they were able to pick up linebacker Eric Kendricks.
Yep. Who, yeah.
I mean, the Cowboys have been trying to get Kendricks for like a couple years now off trades.
Yep.
Now they're getting for free. Whoopee. I don't know. Released Michael Gallup today, and along with Leighton Vander Esch, which is the Kendricks deal makes sense. But other than that, dude, a whole lot of nothing. Letting go of players, let go of Tony Pollard, which I was okay with.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, I mean, because my ideal thought was, hey, Derrick Henry's available.
Right.
But look what happened. So I have no idea what they've been up to. And it's looking very lackluster, especially since they were at one point the final team to make something happen in the free agency. Very low hopes as of right now. But, hey, Long Beach State men's and women's basketball are playing Big West Tournament right now.
Yeah,
so that's more important to me.
I back that. Yeah. Maddie, how do you think the Niners have been doing this offseason with free agency?
It's not been we're not the most active team out there, but we've made some decent moves, improving the defensive side of the ball, signed Leonard Floyd, 10 sacks last year for your Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. So we got him. Eric Armstead's gone. Sam Darnold's gone. Same
the goat.
Guy.
I'll talk about him later. There.
But, you know, it's tough to be optimistic, like I've said on here before, going into this season.
How do you feel about all the Debo rumors that are flying around? You're not buying any of them?
No. Even the Ravens.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
No. The Ravens GM came out and said, like, that's not. I mean, that was the main team he was linked to, but no, I don't believe any of that.
Maddie, how do you feel about the Bills?
I haven't done a lot, but, I mean, we talked about the quarterback carousel. I know he's already in the organization. Big two-year deal, future of the team, Mitchell Trubisky. Lock it in. He's back. Today they sent Curtis Samuel. That's really, like, the main notable move.
Nice.
I've always liked Curtis Samuel, but
doesn't move needles for me.
No, for sure.
Kind of just a silent free agency so far, but I don't think the Bills need to change too much. DeMar Hamlin surviving the safety purge was shocking.
We're not going to go.
Let's go ahead and talk about the nitty-gritty of what's going on in Philadelphia. I mean, you guys are absolutely
We've been an active team. I think we're seeing, like, we thought that last year was the year. We made some very key moves mid-season, trading for Kevin Byard, signing Shaq Leonard mid-season, and we made all these moves to try to trade for DeAndre Swift in the summer. We were like, this is the make-it-break-it year.
Clearly, and then you got exposed.
Yeah, then we got exposed. But we did sign Devin White from the Bucks, so that's like a middle linebacker has always been like a weak spot on our defense. Them in the secondary, like outside of our defensive line, there's really been nothing on our defense since the year that we won the Super Bowl when Malcolm Jenkins and Jalen Mills were like locking down the secondary. So we brought back C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who I really felt when he left should not have left. I feel like there was a big money thing, and I was like, pay this guy as much as he needs to stay. Because the 1 year he had with us, he killed it. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that he's back. Obviously, the whole Saquon thing, huge. I've been trying to, like, compare, like, you know how there's, like, what is a Saquon Barkley? Explain the Saquon Barkley move in, like, NBA terms. And it's just like, well, how can you really, like, equate it to, like, any, like, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that's a tough one.
It's a tough one because it's from rival to rival. You know what I mean? And that doesn't really happen often in NBA. I mean, I think the closest thing you could think of is, like,
Kevin Durant
when he went to Golden State.
Yeah, but it's nowhere near the magnitude of that.
Yeah, no, this is, like, huge, like, I don't care, I'm getting my money. But at the same time, I mean, you look at the business aspect of it, the Giants let him go.
Yeah.
Like,
once they paid Daniel Jones all that money.
Yeah, it was over.
It was riding on the ball.
Done with that.
I mean,
yeah. And
we got a big Daniel Jones guy right here.
Hey, Danny Dimes is cool.
That's in the past. Well, I do love Danny Dimes.
But going with that, even Saquon said, like, hey, they gave me what I wanted. I asked New York. I wanted to stay in New York, but they weren't willing to offer that to me. These guys were. I'm going to go in and make it happen. And not only that, he's going with a sufficient team.
Yeah, I just hope that we use him better than we use DeAndre Swift.
Swift to Chicago.
Swift to Chicago. Keenan Allen to Chicago. I think they're getting ready for Caleb Williams and his arrival.
I really dislike that idea.
Ooh.
I'm a firm believer in Justin Fields still to this day.
Oh, man.
Why do you always have to be this person?
No.
What do you guys not see in Justin Fields that there isn't to like?
What do you see in Justin Fields that there is to like?
A quarterback that can stretch the field with his feet and arm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a bad system in the past. I think so.
So can everybody else in the league.
No, not even.
I don't know if Justin Fields is mature enough to handle that kind of leadership just yet, dude.
We went into last year with a lot of hype going into Justin. Yeah. Exactly. And then the first 8 weeks of the season, dude didn't do anything.
He even complained about the coaches during the press conferences a month into the season. And it's just like, dude, if you can't handle that already, then how can you handle
He's like everyone else in that 2021 QB draft class, outside of Trevor Lawrence. The class is terrible. I think Trey Lance, Justin Fields, I'm not a believer in. Zach Wilson, Mac Jones. It's not a good class.
I was just having that same thought. There's like not a lot of good young quarterbacks of late outside of like Stroud, Trevor Lawrence. Since the Herbert draft year, it's been like pretty rough for quarterbacks. Yeah. And we're seeing a lot of them like get let go or moved on from Desmond Ridder.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
So we were talking about on our show today for 22 West Radio.
Shameless plug.
There's this idea. Now, real quick idea of like, maybe. Okay. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
The Raiders, right? Mm-hmm. They're at the number 12th pick, 13th pick, something like that.
Yeah.
Someone could fact check it for me. They might be able to get Michael Penix Jr. that high, but you have better odds of trading down. And we asked one of our guys, Beto, who was a former host of Going for Two. He came back for the one time. And he said, he's willing to trade the Bears' Davante Adams for the number one pick. How do you guys feel about that?
I think you could get way more.
Way more?
Yeah.
For Davante?
No, for the number one pick.
You had to give away more?
Yeah.
So more than Adams?
Yeah. I mean, kind of look at what they had to give up last year to get Bryce Young.
For Carolina?
DJ Moore. And I don't know. I feel like Devontae is a step above DJ Moore.
Yeah, but it's just like the going market and just like this idea that you're drafting like such a legitimate quarterback prospect, even though we've noticed hasn't worked out for a lot of these first-round quarterbacks, but like teams value it so highly. And it's the idea of just like getting money off the books. Even though Davante Adams is good, it's like opens up the doors if you're not contending now.
Yeah,
Raiders are at 13. They're 13th pick.
13th pick.
Yeah. So that range,
Yeah. It's
a fun offseason. I like to say that. It's been a fun offseason, and we're only 3 days into the market opening.
Yeah.
Dude, this is going to get just continuously build up until the draft. And even after the draft, we're still going to be asking questions.
Yeah.
You know?
If you're an NFL, if you're just a fan of the game, if you're just like the fan of the NFL, it's been a fun one. Mm. If you're a Cowboys fan, on the other hand.
All right, I've been repenting every day, bro.
Or even a Raiders fan. Like, all the means are like, the Raiders is like, come on.
But
do something.
But
hey, they got their guy. They paid Minshew starter money. Good luck.
Eagles legend Gardner Minshew.
It's an upgrade from Jimmy G, though.
Jimmy G.
Rams Speaking quarterback Jimmy G. now.
Rams Jimmy quarterback.
Serving 2 days.
I don't know how the Rams watched Jimmy G all those years in their same division, and we're like, yep, that's the guy. That's our backup.
That's the guy. They look at Matthew Stafford like, no. that's the man we want. And then like Aaron Donald like retired like today, which is crazy.
Thanking the Lord he doesn't have to go up against him and just practice.
Kyler Murray as well. I don't know if you guys saw Kyler Murray's tweets.
Yeah,
he commented off the tweet of Aaron Donald announcing that his retirement with the whole passage and whatnot.
Yeah,
he replied, "Thank God, don't come back,
bro." It was. I saw this thing. It was like Aaron Donald has like however many sacks in his career, and it's like more than half of them are from Russell Wilson. Of him just terrorizing Russell Wilson for over a decade. No, he's a legend. Jason Kelce, obviously, he retired. Absolute legend. Fletcher Cox retired. Matt Slater also retired from New England.
Special teams legend.
Special teams legend, Matt Slater. That 2029 Hall of Fame class is stacked.
Yeah.
That Hall of Fame class is absolutely crazy. We had Calvin Ridley go to...
Yeah, the Titans. Did you hear about that? Go
to Tennessee.
I saw the A.J. Brown offer that they didn't want to pay 24-year-old A.J. Brown, but they gave that same money to 29-year-old Calvin Ridley.
The best part about it was the gambling lines.
Yeah.
So it was like minus 300 for him to go with another team, minus 200 for another team. Both of them offered him more money, apparently. He took the plus 1,800 odd Titans deal that was less money. I don't want to say anything, but...
Yeah, that's funny.
It's a bad look.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
That's funny.
The Commanders have had a very sneaky good offseason as well. They signed Austin Ekeler. They got Eagles legend, Zach Ertz. That's a special guy. That guy has a special place in my heart. And then they signed another really big signing. I forget who it was.
It was a Dan Quinn is cooking over
there. Wait, is that where Flacco went to be?
No, he went to Indianapolis.
He went to Indianapolis.
So they don't have a starter.
Who? Well, because Sam Howell's gone.
Well, they got the number two pick.
Yeah, so they're going quarterback.
Yeah, they're
going
to get a quarterback regardless.
Yeah, but they still have Terry McLaurin over there. They did lose Curtis Samuel to the Bills.
Yeah.
But, Bobby Wagner.
Bobby Wagner.
On the 1 year. They've had a pretty sneaky good offseason as well. They're the only two NFC East teams that are doing anything. Sorry.
Keep it coming. You know what? I'm going to change my name, dude. Because I can't resonate with Jerry Jones.
Right now. What are you going to change it to?
Well, I'm just going to actually start calling my actual name.
Gerardo?
Yeah, Gerardo. Why not?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Put some flavor in the name.
Yeah.
Disassociate.
There you go.
Look, the last time we talked about the NFL, Matty C here got cooked for half an hour. I think it's fair.
It's my turn. Then, dude, it's just like, it feels like this is another, which for me personally, this past season was the, let's see what you're truly about. I'll give you 1 year, and then if you don't do it, we're gone. Mike McCarthy, Dak, everybody, bro. Tony Pollard even. I know it's your first time at the helm, but you too, bro. Why not? And Jerry Jones was like, all right, one more try. Run it back. I'm just like, dude.
Run back the TIG.
Do you want to see Trey Lance play?
I actually thought about it.
I mean,
you don't want to see that.
We don't know what Dak's situation looks like.
That's what I don't like about Dak's situation is because they gave him so much money for his first extension.
Yeah.
Now they're not. What they're looking at is not, let's see if we should keep you. They say, okay, let's see how much we should extend you for this time.
Yeah.
That's the problem. When I've done some simulations, there could have been a possibility of us trading for Saquon with Dak. That would have been some fun thing to do. I don't know, but. The first thing that I hear from everybody, pundits, casual fans, hardcore fans, is, do you like Dak? The response is, he's a really nice guy.
That can't be the first thing, though.
I love his sleep number bed ad. Yeah. I like that ad.
He's great for the community. Yes, dude. But I just feel like the Cowboys organization is just too much family.
Yeah.
And less of, like, the business side of things. Because before releasing Michael Gallup today, they said we're going to give till Saturday for him to figure out if he wants to leave or not. Dude, you decide that. You are the organization. Like, yeah, Michael Gallup might be a cool guy. You might be really close with his family and whatnot.
Yeah.
But, dude, this is the business aspect of the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They left the Lakers in that regard. Remember when they were, like, when they were just hiring, like, when they hired Pelinka, then they hired Magic, and then they were, like, they brought back Phil Jackson. And they missed the playoffs.
Yeah. It didn't work. Like, it's just... You have to adjust to today's game, and the Cowboys are having trouble doing that.
Maddie, take us to a little bit better brighter note here. What you got for us on the Frank Break this week, bro?
Oh, Frank Break.
Yeah, come on. I missed this last week. I didn't get to be here.
I mean, we can start off with just the quick and easiest thing when you think football, hot dogs, pigskin.
Of course.
We should maybe rename a hot dog to the pigskin, I guess. But And then the thing I really wanted to ask, though, So Bienemy, Eric Bienemy, right? When he was with the Chiefs, he put a name for Mahomes' underhand touchdown passes. Anyone got the name for that?
Is it the smoke sausage?
Yo!
Wait, you actually know this one?
That man, that man knows this ball, Franks. Man. He knows this Franks.
All right, can you go two for two? Here we got Anthony Sherman, former fullback for the Chiefs. His nickname.
Anthony Sherman, former fullback of the Chiefs. Bro, what's up with the Chiefs, dude? They got a lot of hot dogs or what?
They actually do have a lot,
I can't give you one, bro.
It's the easiest one. It's just sausage.
Wait, is it like Anthony Sausage Sherman?
Yeah.
Wow.
They won the Super Bowl on the corn dog play, too.
That is true. Look at this Maddie with this some guy. Frank
corn
lore.
Dog play.
Yeah, my least favorite play I've ever seen. Hate it.
That's funny.
And then the last little Frank break wrap up. I got three names on my computer. I think Naoki just looks so you're not participating now, but we got three NFL Franks. You guys know them. If you can go two for three,
is
even
it
one for three.
Players only?
Yeah.
No.
Well, no.
Okay, Frank Reich.
Yes.
Yeah.
Frank Thomas. No.
That's a baseball player.
What am I talking about?
Hall of Famer.
That's my bad, yeah. Nugenics.
The big hurt.
Yeah.
One of them's a big name. The other one, I don't think you guys will get.
Yeah.
Position?
D-end.
D-end and quarterback.
Quarterback?
Quarterback.
Yeah.
Is he still active?
Nah.
Is he a starter?
Not anymore.
No, he's not active.
Yeah.
How former, dude? Like,
last 2-3 years, I think.
Yeah. He last played.
He's like a young player. He was never good.
He last signed with the Falcons in 2021.
Yeah, that's exactly. I was thinking.
I think he was on the Giants at one point as well.
Yeah.
Oh, Frank Felipe.
Franks. Yeah.
Felipe Franks. Yeah.
You're missing out on the biggest one.
Yeah,
three.
Super Bowl champion. Right.
So it's not active players anymore.
Or it this guy's still active.
Yeah.
Oh, does he sign with the team?
He's a free agent.
He's a free agent still.
30-year-old free agent.
30-year-old free agent.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, dude, I know
defensive
this one.
End.
Yeah, defensive end.
I know this one, bro.
There's a ketchup brand, I'm pretty sure, named after his first name or last name.
Is it?
Yeah. Heinz Hunts.
Nah. It's a regional one. I only know because it's from Boston. No guesses here?
I can't get it. I'll be mad. Nah. Go give it to me.
Frank Clark.
I knew that one. Bruh.
For some reason, I can only think of Frank Kaminsky in my brain. I'm like, bro, why am I thinking Wisconsin basketball?
Wisconsin basketball. That's a good one.
I went two like for three.
I said just go for two for three. Yeah. And he pulled Felipe Franks.
Those two are tough.
Franks is crazy. Dude.
Yeah. Felipe Franks was not. That was a good pull.
I just remember from Florida. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only time I remember him. He was not good, but I remember his name.
We should do the all-Frank team.
For all sports?
For all sports. The teed-up all-Frank team.
But Frank Lampard.
We got Kaminsky, Lampard. Right.
Frank Thomas.
Like, just like go down, like, just go off.
Benjamin
Frank.
Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin.
I don't know.
Science teacher.
He is really good at the umbrella.
Good coach.
$100 bill. Come on. Ben Franklin. So, to kind of close out the show, we're all different fans of different teams here. And I mean, overall, we're just fans of the game.
Mm.
So, being how active free agency has been, Jerry, I want to start off with you. Who has stood out to you as of this moment in free agency as like, oh, this team is scary. This team looks really good going into this next season.
I want to, but it's too easy. It's too easy to pick, and I know you're gonna
say that.
So I have a feeling that there's two teams on my radar that since before the free agency that I've kind of kept in mind, like, keep my eye keen on them. One is the Raiders.
I was not expecting that one.
The reason is just because Antonio Pierce, we saw what he did at the end of the season.
Tom Telesco's
now there. If we were able to see what Antonio Pierce could do from the final end of the season with a team that he was given, imagine what he can do, especially with Tom Telesco at GM, with a team that he could be built.
Mm. You know
what I mean? So that's just something that I'm kind of keeping an eye on. Not scary, but I'm like, I'm interested in seeing this.
Dark horse.
Another dark horse I would say is the Chargers. I mean, the Chargers, they had a strong offensive core, and they cut half of them, losing Mike Williams. And Keenan Allen.
And Austin Eckler. That's more than half. That's like...
No, that's their offense.
That's their entire offense.
And then they restructured Khalil Mack and...
Joey Bosa.
So I'm like, what are these guys doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Eagles, they're stepping up hugely, but the Ravens, I mean, just picking up Derrick Henry.
Huge.
In the backfield. I mean, we're so used to seeing Lamar Jackson run the ball all the time. Now he doesn't have to at all.
Oh, I'm just ready to see Derrick Henry just be like another lineman.
Yeah.
He's just going to be blocking for Lamar Jackson.
You know who? There's another player who reminds me so much of Derrick Henry, but just wasn't as good as Derrick Henry. And I think with the Ravens uniform, he's going to look a lot more like him. Bo Scarborough.
Wow. I know the name.
Yeah.
Good, good luck.
Massive running back, about the same built as Derrick Henry, but bigger, but just wasn't as good as running.
Dude, good luck trying to caption that, Aiden. Bo's Carborough.
Bo's Carborough.
Bro, what is that name?
Yeah. Crazy guy.
Maddie, what do you say?
I like what Atlanta did this offseason.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
that was a weird move, though, trading away Desmond Ridder like that.
Yeah.
That was a bit odd.
I wasn't too high on him, but I mean, I like the move, Kirk Cousins. And the NFC South.
Yep. You see that the Saquon and Kirk Cousins are getting investigated for tampering?
Yeah. Yes, I did see that. I did see that.
Everybody tampers, bro.
I know. Right.
Yeah. I always think about that Magic Johnson interview that he did at like Jimmy Kimmel. And he's like, are you tampering? He goes,
no, but I think the NFC South is just so wide open. I mean, Tampa Bay won the division last year, but I think they only won it by one, maybe two games.
Yeah.
Went down to last week.
Yeah, it went down to the last week, and I think you give Kirk Cousins those weapons, I feel like, you know, he make a decent run. The NFC South, the NFC in general, I feel like is pretty wide open in terms of there's not that many strong teams. I mean, it's top heavy. We got the Niners and the Eagles and the Cowboys. The Lions, but
yeah.
I hated our schedule last year. Our schedule was too easy. It was too easy. We didn't deserve to be in the competition for top 2 seed, bro. It was just too easy of a schedule.
What about you, Maddie?
I just want to touch on Kirk Cousins first, but like, respect his agent. 35-year-old getting that deal after an Achilles. Dude. It's like insane what he was able to get for him.
Can we get his contact information? Maybe we need to...
Yeah, LinkedIn.
And then also shout out Kirk because he said he's going to learn the Dirty Bird. Hey, he's going to learn how to do the Dirty Bird. That so that's iconic.
It's fun though because now I can mention Darnell Mooney, yeah. Kyle Pitts,
Rondale Moore.
Which I don't know that's much.
Insane weapons.
And then Kirk.
And then also Algier.
Tyler Algier.
Yeah. Which is a fun little RB2.
It's a fun team.
It's a good it's a firepower.
It's a nice basic setup for a veteran quarterback to play around with youngsters.
So. I saw that meme of when Kirk had the chain on the plane when he was in Minnesota. Yeah. And he's like, bro, Kirk in Atlanta about to go crazy.
It's true.
I'm looking forward to it. Dude,
I need to see like the flicks that him and Quavo take together.
New best friends, right?
Yeah, there. Dude. Like, I need to see Kirk like at a Hawks game or something sitting next to Quavo.
He'll be next to Jid too.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. Next to Jid. He's gonna be next to like 2 Chainz.
Nope.
There's such a vibe. But yeah. What do you think of all the moves that are happening? What are your expectations for the year?
The team I'm going to touch on is going to be the Panthers, but
Okay. Shout
out Sam Darnold. I think he's going to get a chance to finally start again. I don't know how long it's going to be.
In Minnesota?
I think he's going to get a chance to start. The quarterback room's really iffy. They might draft someone, but...
Wait, is... What's his name?
Jaren Hall?
No.
Nick Mullins?
Bald guy. Why am I...
The Pastronaut.
I don't think he's there, but we couldn't figure it out. Is he there?
Is he still there?
Honestly, no clue, but they have like 4 or 5 quarterbacks on the roster. Darnold's getting paid the most, it looks like. Wow. I have a feeling Darnold's going to get a chance to start. I want to see it. Actual team, Panthers. What, they signed Robert Hunt, Damian Lewis, so you get a bit of an O-line for Bryce Young. And then you have Deontay Johnson, too. It's just more weapons. Maybe Bryce Young shows something finally. If he doesn't, I think it's over.
Not high on Bryce Young either.
I'm not high on him at all, but I think this is like your kind of like give him sign.
Yeah, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt this past year.
Yeah.
But
he did get hurt.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I like CJ Stroud a lot, though.
Stroud,
the Texans done anything?
The Texans? They
signed Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon.
Yep.
When Schefter tweeted it, it sounded like he... Because he said, like, extension. I was like, when was Joe Mixon on the Texans? Because he said, like, Texans signed Joe Mixon to, like, a contract extension. And I was like... he got traded.
It was a trade.
In the midseason, right? And then extended. I was like, wait, what? They also got Danielle Hunter.
Yeah.
The Texans did. They got Danielle Hunter. And they got Jeff Okuda. I forgot all about... Remember Jeff Okuda? He was from the Ohio State cornerback, and he was like...
Terrible in his rookie year.
He had that very viral, like, combine clip. I forgot
was
what
that
it
was.
Hit
his face? No.
He like, said something during the media availability. Mm. He's like, well, y'all don't watch the game? Y'all are journalists, y'all don't watch the game? It was something like he was, like, crapping on journalists for asking them, like, questions about, like, his like, he's like, you watch films? Like, do you watch film? Like, and then he just completely, like, flaked out in the NFL.
That's funny.
But I was like, I saw Jeff Okuda's name. I was like, he exists still?
He signed or got traded somewhere last year midseason.
Atlanta.
Yeah, and it looked like an opportunity to rebuild his career because it's been pretty depressing for a 3rd overall pick, I'm pretty sure.
I want to ask you guys one last thing. Let's talk about the 4 big running back moves with Josh Jacobs going to Green Bay, Saquon to Philly, Derrick Henry to Baltimore, and Eckler to the Commanders. Which of those four do you think will have the biggest impact for their new team? Maddie, G, I'll start with you, bro.
I think I'll just not touch on any of them and go to, like, the other two running backs that kind of fallen off a cliff. Aaron Jones and Joe Mixon also moved in the offseason. Mm. And I feel like we don't even now talk about them as top running backs, which is kind of, like, crazy for where the NFL's at.
Yeah. Well, Aaron Jones is going to Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
There you go. With your boy Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold and Aaron Jones making a little comeback.
Maddie, you might just be, like, a closeted Vikings fan at this point.
Yep.
I respect my players. Skull. Yeah, I'll be there.
Skull bags.
I'll be showing up for Jordan Addison and Sam Darnold, a little USC connection. Yeah. Try 30 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Jettis. He didn't go to USC. We don't need him.
Oh, that's true.
Did you see all the rumors that like someone was like tweeting at Jamar Chase? He's like, are y'all going to trade for Justin Jefferson? And then he like added Justin Jefferson. He's like, bro, what y'all doing? I want to see Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson play like side by side anywhere. If Jay Jettis goes to Cincinnati, that's crazy.
That's going to be scary.
T. Higgins wants out, and then Tyler Boyd's a free agent.
Why not, dude? That's open space.
I know.
All right, what about you, Maddie C? What running back do you think will make the biggest impact for the new squad?
I got Derrick Henry going to the Ravens. And I'm to the point now where I'm like, man, any team in the AFC that wants to get stacked and go against the Chiefs, I feel like they're going to build off last year, anyone but the Chiefs. So I hope they can make a run in the playoffs in the AFC.
What about you, Jerry?
I'm mad to agree, dude. I've always been big on Derrick Henry since he joined after being drafted from Alabama. And that dude is just...
He's scary.
He's finally in a place where... Hey, it reminds me of Matthew Stafford, where he stayed so many years for a specific team. Where, all right, we're waiting. Oh, we got to run. Oh, nothing happened. I'm going to go to a team that's actually doing good.
And yeah.
I think he compliments Baltimore more than Baltimore compliments him.
Mm, that's a bar.
Yeah.
That's low-key a bar.
So I'm excited to see what Derrick Henry could do in Baltimore. And I'm scared to play against him.
I can't wait to see what Saquon Barkley does with the Eagles. I want to see just this team just like take off.
I'm just afraid that he's going to get hurt, dude.
But I feel like he's in a position now where like he doesn't have to carry the entire team on his back anymore.
That's true.
Like you still have A.J. Brown, you still have Devontae Smith and Dallas Goddard and Jalen Hurts as offensive nice weapons. And we signed Devontae Parker to a one-year deal as well as a wide receiver three, essentially. Mm. I remember his years in Miami. He was like one of the top receivers before Jalen Waddle. So I just can't wait for things to get started. We re-signed Jake Elliott, the best kicker in the NFL, not named Justin Tucker. I will always say that. I think he's one of the best kickers in the league.
Justin Tucker?
Jake Elliott.
Jake Elliott.
The best. Show my boy Jakey some respect.
I'd take Jake Elliott.
I know you would.
I'd take anyone ever. Jake Moody. I had a really nice
rookie kicker, so I don't know.
Have you guys ever heard the whole thing where it's like, if you had a kicker who could hit every field goal from anywhere on the field, would you draft him 1-1?
I have seen that.
Because they matter. There have been too many.
Especially if you get a kicker. I mean, bro, it's Sebastian Janikowski. Adam he was a first round pick. They played like 20 plus years. I mean, that's just stable.
And there's been so many key games where it's been decided by like a field goal that, like.
Yep.
On that note.
Yes, I'm drafting him.
On that note, thank you guys for joining us on the Season 3, Episode 9 of Teed Up. Thank you to our video editor and producer, Aiden Swanepoel, and our multimedia producer, Al Nicklin. If you want to stay up to date on the latest in Long Beach State sports, check out our website, Dilly49er.com, and follow us on socials at Dilly49er. Please check out 22 West Radio. They have great shows on Fridays. The sports blog goes crazy. They talk football, basketball, footy, baseball, and they cover every single game live on broadcast. Also, please... show some love to our men's and women's basketball teams who are currently in Henderson, Nevada, competing in their conference tournaments. Hopefully, by the time this comes out, they'll both be conference champions. I'm not going to solidify this claim. I'm just rooting for you guys really hard over here back home. We're not going to give that out right now, but best of luck to you guys. We love you guys. We're supporting you here from back at home here at Long Beach, and we'll catch you guys next week. Let's go. We'll be right back.